They hit Coruscant's atmosphere much too fast, and the Falcon decelerated again, harder than before. Friction flames began to shoot past the viewport, and the ship began to buck and grow warm inside. Because of the Sith occupation, they were literally coming in as hot and bright as a meteor, trying to take advantage of the enemy's disorganization so they could disappear into the city before anyone jumped them. Leia returned her gaze to the tactical display. The nearest task force was a light cruiser escorted by three frigates. They were wheeling around and spraying a squadron of XJ-5 Chase X starfighters in the Falcon's direction. Leia plotted an estimated interception point and was relieved to find that the Falcon would already be down in Coruscant's skylanes.
How are we doing?
Han asked.
We'll make it, Leia said. But don't slow down.
What if our hull starts to melt?
Find rain.
Leia studied the designator symbols on the display, trying to figure out whether the task force's commanding officer was allied with the Jedi or the Sith.
Any idea who commands the Regal?
Han shook his head.
R2, see if you can access the Fifth Fleet database, and...
A message chime sounded from the navigator station, and Jake said,
Hold on! We're being hailed.
By the Regal?
Leia asked.
By the Lady Warby,
Jake replied.
She's a Cheruba Stella-class frigate from the...
I know who flies Stellas, Jake,
Leia interrupted mildly.
What I don't know is why the Hapen Royal Navy is here.
Shall I ask them?
Jake inquired.
Just open the channel,
Han said, clearly impatient with the young Jedi Knight's inability to read his mind.
It's not like we're trying to dodge them.
Very well, Captain.
A soft pop sounded as Jake opened the channel. Then Terran Zell's familiar Hapen voice came over the cockpit speaker.
I hope you forgive the interruption, but we seem to have misplaced one of our female passengers, and our, commander dispatched the Lady Warby to inquire if she might have sneaked aboard your vessel while no one was looking.
Leia could not help smiling at the careful choice of word, commander. Almost certainly Terran was referring to Alana, who had no doubt been raising quite a fuss on the Dragon Queen 2 over her lost Nexu. She activated her mic.
As a matter of fact, we did find an unauthorized passenger, Leia said. She was curled up in her customary spot. Tell your commander that her furry friend is just fine.
Her furry friend?
This from Zek.
When you say unauthorized passenger, how many legs did she have?
Leia had a sinking feeling.
Four, she answered. How many legs does...
Two. We noticed a certain young lady's absence after we departed to Nab.
Young lady?
Han stormed. He pulled back on the pilot's yoke, bringing the Falcon out of its meteoric plunge.
Are you telling me Amelia stowed away on this trip?
On the tactical display, the Chase X squadron's interception point drifted upward into the highest levels of the city.
Han, don't slow down,
Leia said. They had passed the point of no return, for they did not dare allow the Regal and its task force within firing range, not with Alana on board.
Keep diving!
Han glanced at his own display and scowled.
What do you suppose the odds are that those guys are on our side?
50-50,
Leia replied.
And that's not good enough.
I guess not.
Han shoved the yoke forward again, then opened a ship-wide intercom channel.
Amelia Solo to the flight deck, now!
We're checking on the stowaway,
Leia informed the Lady Warby.
If her pet Nexu is here, she's probably here too.
That's also our feeling,
Terran replied.
Can you return for a rendezvous?